chromosome pairs does the common ancestor have?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh. That's kind of important. If you're going to make a claim that evolution is true, you should probably know how many chromosome pairs the common ancestor has.
Do you know what cherry picking is?
No, I'm going through the list here, and it says evolution is true.
Yeah, and we have evidence of it.
What is the evidence?
Genetics, the fossil record, that would primarily be it.
So if you're citing genetics, you should be able to say how many chromosome pairs they have, because that's literally genetics.
Well, DNA doesn't last that long, but what we can do is we can look at the genetics of current living organisms, because
scientists know how many. I'm asking if you know how many, if you're going to make the claim.
No, scientists don't know how many chromosome pairs are you talking about Lucy? Are you talking about, like, you're talking about our proto-human ancestor, how many chromosomes it had. So I actually, like, when you say scientists do know, but Peterson doesn't know. Nobody knows how many chromosomes, like, for example, Australopithecus had or Homo erectus had. Okay. Homo erectus, it was like the almost certainly 23 pairs, just like us.
Yes. So the common ancestor is said to have had 24.
Perhaps because the other great apes have 24. So the link between us and the other great apes, yeah, it's reasonable that it would have 24, but we don't have DNA from that thing, so.
So is there historical or observable evidence that says that you can create something from 23 and 24 chromosome pairs?
You're telling me that you think what happened was one animal that only has 23 pairs and another animal that has 24 pairs started doing stuff?
No, I'm telling you, I'm saying it's impossible, but for evolution.
Well, we have evidence that it happened.
You have evidence of that. That's interesting. Yeah. That is something I would like to see.
Well, if the other great apes have 24 pairs of chromosomes and we have 23, I'm echoing kind of badly. Do you have headphones on?
No.
Okay. I'm going to mute you, but we'll have to do it that way. Anyways, so if the other great apes have 24 pairs and we have 23, then what could happen is somehow we just lost one. We don't have it anymore through non-disjunction. Or perhaps a chromosome fusion occurred. And we now have direct evidence of that chromosome fusion because human chromosome number 2 has the exact same genes in the exact same sequence as the chromosomes 13 and 14 do on the chimpanzee.
Yeah, but what I'm asking for is something that is observable that you've seen, because what I've heard is that it's magic that happened 5-7 million years ago. All of a sudden this magic thing happened where something we've never seen or actually known of happening in the, you know, recorded history has ever happened. It was just a magic faith-based thing that happened.
It's not faith-based, it's science-based. If that they have different chromosome numbers, pairs than we do, one possible explanation is a chromosome fusion and the fact that we have a chromosome that has the exact same genes in the same order as those two chromosomes in the other great apes is confirmatory evidence of a chromosome fusion. Nobody's ever seen a meteorite actually strike the Earth. We've seen some blow up in the atmosphere. But, you know, Meteor Crater in Arizona, it's completely, some flat earthers think, oh, that's not actually, they have a very weird theory that it's actually like a volcanic thing, which is just so stupid. But no, scientifically, and I think we actually have found fragments of that meteorite too. Now, if a meteorite did create it, then we should be able to find small meteorite fragments. We have found small meteorite fragments, but nobody actually saw it happen. Well, that's a radically insane and dishonest goalpost shift that doesn't all of a sudden make it faith and not science. No, it's all science. And the example I just gave you is all science.
Okay, so science, you should be able to recreate that.
Plus, right? This, LOL. Science, we should be able to recreate. Well, oh, dude, that echo is so bad. And now it's gone for some reason. Anyways, so if it's science, we should be able to recreate it. No, we don't recreate hurricanes, but we understand scientifically how hurricanes form.
Right, but it's observable. The hurricanes are observable and historical. You can see those. But if you're willing to say that something that is neither historical, you have no evidence whatsoever, but you claim...
No, we have nothing but evidence.
I don't understand that.
If humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
If human, well, you could see a clear distinguish, like if they say that, you know, cats and dogs came from a common ancestor as well, you should be able to find that common ancestor and have evidence that you lost a chromosome pair, which I've never seen or heard of that ever happening. Chromosome pairs just being lost. Now,
we didn't lose, two of them fused together, and so the total number of pairs is smaller, but we didn't lose anything. It's because two pairs of chromosomes fused. But genetic chromosome, that's not the only thing we would look for. We could look for, like you said, cats and dogs. Okay, so there should be something that's like a missing link or whatever. What would a missing link for human evolution look like?
That's what I'm asking. I believe that, you know, that Adam and Eve were humans, we're distinct. We are a distinct species, but I'm asking you what it would look like and where this.
Well, humans uniquely. Yeah, humans uniquely walk upright. Humans uniquely have the largest brain case and brain case to body size ratio. Humans uniquely have very flat faces. It's like our foreheads go straight up instead of straight back. Most of us, except people like Steven Adams and Jason Momoa, our eyebrow ridges are fairly flat. And our faces are pretty flat. We're not like what chimps have where it sticks out. That's called like they're prognathus? What the fuck is the word? I don't remember what the word is, but anyways. And all I can think of is prognostication, and that's definitely not what it is. But anyways, that would be because we have those traits, but we would evolved from an ancestor that didn't quite have those. And lo and behold, we have huge numbers of specimens of those things. There's no other explanation of what on earth these organisms existed for other than evolution.
No, those are all great observations. I'm not calling it evidence because it would take a leap of faith to feel that that was evidence towards something. Because I have a law enforcement background.
Okay, well, you've just completely undermined the entire field of forensics. Can you solve a crime if nobody saw it happen?
You can, but you need evidence, not just observation.
This is evidence. What do you do with evidence other than observe it?
No, I observe that chimpanzees look a lot like us, but I also know that they're very much different than us.
Yeah, which is consistent with the theory of evolution.
Similar, yes. That I can observe that it is very similar, but so is a banana. A banana is very similar to human DNA.
It's not. I don't know why people say that. It's not true.
I can't make the bridge from a banana or any other thing that is even 60% or 70% or 90% or even 99%. It's still a very much different species.
Yeah. The point is, if you can't recreate, like archaeology is a type of science where we try to, you know, uncover evidence of the past and see what happened. We can't recreate the past. We can't recreate Vesuvius being destroyed by Pompeii being destroyed by Vesuvius. But if it happened, there would be evidence. And yeah, there is evidence of it. We can't recreate a murder, but if it happened, we can look for evidence of it. And if you're just going to say, oh, but all you did was observe the suspect's fingerprints on the knife and found the victim's blood on the knife, that doesn't prove anything. That's just wildly dishonest. And if humans evolved, then this is exactly what you would expect there to be, and this is exactly what there is. So it's the only thing this is evidence of evolution. And then there's a lot more about genetics that we haven't talked about yet, but I would start there.
Okay, so you're telling me that you can take a wolf, okay? And you can, I mean, this is the part of evolution that I do agree with is, you know, you can take a wolf, it turns into a poodle, but it still has the same genetic information. It's just lost some of what it reads. So, you know, if you have one in a cold climate, you have a longer haired wolf or dog or poodle or whatever it is. Sure. So you're telling me that we actually lost a chromosome pair. Like, I understand the genetic codes shifting and moving and you can, you know, move things around. I don't understand DNA just completely changing within a species or a genus.
Well, I don't know of any lab experiments that have demonstrated chromosome fusion off the top of my head. But if you Google that, you'll probably be able to find something. I don't know about that one. I've Googled it.
I've studied it. It's basically takes faith to believe in it because it's not something that is observable or historical.
Is that how you view the line of work that you do? It's all a matter of faith. How can we possibly convict anybody in a court of law if it's a matter of faith?
If you have to take a leap and say, well, this is what probably or could have happened, then yes, it has to be a faith-based guess based off of your observations.
I don't know what you think faith is, but to me, the definition of faith is the belief in something without evidence.
Right. So you have no evidence of fusion. You just admit.
Yes, we do. The genes on chromosomes 13 and 14 in the other great apes have the exact same genes in the exact same order that chromosome number 2 does in humans, but there's an inversion. So the chromosomes would have gone like this and fused together.
So them actually fusing together is a best guess scenario. It's no one has ever seen anything like that happen. It hasn't happened in the last 5 to 7 million years ago. This happened and then they just all died off and there's just no evidence whatsoever.
No evidence of what? The chromosome fusion? The fact that the genes line up is the evidence.
So you're saying
this is just like a crime scene. If this thing happened, then what the evidence that would be consistent with it would be, we should find these specific physical markers in this specific physical place. I don't know why I'm saying physical. In this specific place. We found it. When you find boot prints and fingerprints and hair and DNA and semen and whatever else at these, it seems that there's always semen at the crime scene for whatever reason. Then what you have is evidence of the claim. In your line of work, you don't call that faith. The stuff with the chromosomes here is exactly like that, and yet you call it faith.
But you have not been able to observe it.
You don't observe the murders. So it's a matter of faith.
Exactly. Both the same thing.
No, you don't actually think that, do you?
Yes, I think that if a scientist is going
if
to
If a
say
lawyer that, argued in the court of law, Your Honor, nobody saw this happen, therefore it's a leap of faith, therefore you cannot convict my client, what would you say?
We use evidence to get convictions all the time.
But it's faith.
But there's also been a lot of people who are wrongfully put to death, but that's a whole rabbit hole that I don't think you really want to go down. But just because there's an inverted DNA sequence does not mean that it was fused. That just means that there's an inverted DNA sequence that is similar to chromosome 2.
You know that when organisms make babies, they pass on their genes, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, if humans share a common ancestor, then we should share genes with other organisms that are different species. And we do. And yep. We find specifically those genes on this chromosome in the same sequence. This is that, to just hand wave away that as a coincidence or whatever is just so wild.
But to call it anything more would be even wilder, because
do you think it's more likely to be true than it is to be false?
But okay, so now you're talking about probability. I like where this is going. So yes, it is highly probable. It's a good faith-based yes. But your wording, you're even using words that are could have, probably. It's just, it doesn't make sense to me what to say. Well, this is science. You can't argue it. And
your whole argument is, yeah, but nobody saw it happen. You have a horrendously weak argument.
You're cherry picking what I said earlier about that. Yes. But I also am saying that there's no evidence. You're saying probably could have. That's not evidence.
There's nothing but evidence of it. We have different numbers of chromosomes. Okay, how does that happen? Well, we have exactly one fewer pair than they do. So if two chromosomes fused, then that would give us the correct number. And
where have you seen fusion?
Chromosome number 2 has the exact same genes as chromosomes 13 and 14.
Okay, but how can you call that fusion if you didn't see that happen?
If chromosomes 13 and 14 did fuse, then what would we see?
You'd have to tell me.
We'd see what you see on human chromosome number 2. Number 2. It's the exact same thing as this. If humans evolved, then what would the evidence look like? Well, we're the ones with the huge brain cases and the flat faces. So our ancestors, as you go farther back, would gradually have smaller and smaller brain cases and then bigger and bigger faces and then the eyebrow thing, right? And that's exactly what we have. This is exactly the same thing as forensics. If OJ did it, then there should be, like, well, I don't know how much evidence they actually found other than the glove or whatever, but if so-and-so, stole this person's credit card, it's like, okay, well, then let's look at the, okay, well, we can see on the bank statement that at exactly 9 a.m. at Foot Locker, they swiped that card. Okay, so the police store, and at 9:05, that person's walking out. Hey, you did it. Nobody saw me do it, though. It's just like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, because you can't show me where fusion has happened. You can't recreate it. You can't experiment with it. It's been tried. There's been many times it's tried. It failed. So it's faith-based, because you cannot say it without saying could have or probably happened this way. Otherwise, you would be able to give me a specific example of when fusion could have happened.
Well, in our proto-human ancestors a long time ago, and the evidence of that is the fact that we find the exact same genes of chromosomes 13 and 14 in chromosome number 2 in humans. There's no other explanation that accounts for that. But the really cool thing is science predicted it before it was discovered.
Yes.